from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Hi, guys. I'm super excited and hyped up about everything. Calm down. I sound like one of those YouTubers that Casey listens to, banging about nothing special and making a video like, OMG, there's a bird in my garden. It's not the greatest clickbait, is it? But I'm excited and happy to be here and to record the podcast for you. Anyways, how are you on this fine, cold day in the UK? I hope you are having an incredible Monday so far, because after all, you deserve it, don't you? So I was looking on the old World Wide Web for some ideas on future episodes, and after a little bit of searching on Google, other search engines are available, but hey, whatever happened to Ask Jeeves? Is he around anymore? The internet search butler? I think he's around, but he just took a step back a couple of days, like a few days less during the week. Anywho, completely off track. So I came across wealthygorilla.com, which this feature had 10 inspirational short stories, and whether they are real or not, they are powerful and inspirational to many. Maybe you could be the next one of those people. The first one was about an elephant and was actually quite good and relevant to so many people, so I thought I'd share a few of them with you. So each story has a moral to the story, and maybe one of them will help you think a little differently, and maybe you can see it's relevant to you. If they have some sort of impact on you, can you use the moral of the story to help you in life? Maybe one will ring a bell or two. Maybe it will inspire you to go a little bit further. If one of them does, let me know. I want to know what you thought about them and if any had any impact. Chris@learndeliver.com. So, our first story is about belief and is called The Elephant Rope. So let's start story time, shall we? A gentleman was walking through an elephant camp and he spotted that elephants weren't being kept in cages or held by the use of chains. All that was holding them from escaping was a small piece of rope tied to one of their legs. As the man gazed upon the elephants and he was completely confused as to why the elephants didn't make a run for it with their strength, break the rope, escape from the camp. Curious and wanting to know the answer, he asked a trainer nearby where the elephants were just standing there. Never tried to escape, never tried to break the rope and make a run for it. The trainer replied, when they are very young and much smaller, we use the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they're conditioned to believe they cannot break free. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never break free. The only reason that the elephants weren't breaking free and escaping from the camp was that over time they adopted the belief that it wasn't possible. The moral of the story? No matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue with the belief that what you want is possible if you want to achieve it. Believing you can become successful is the most important step in actually achieving it. The next story is about creative thinking, or as some people call it, thinking outside the box. A small Italian town, hundreds of years ago, a small business owner owed a large sum of money to a loan shark. The loan shark was a very old and unattractive looking guy, and it just so happened that he fancied the business owner's daughter. He decided to offer the businessman a deal. This deal would completely wipe out the debt that he owed, but the catch was that he'd only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter. Needless to say, this proposal was met with a complete look of disgust. The loan shark said that he would place two pebbles in a bag, one white, one black. The daughter would then have to reach into the bag and pick out a pebble. If it was black, the debt would be wiped, but the loan shark would marry her. If it was white, the debt would also be wiped, but the daughter wouldn't have to marry the loan shark. Standing on a pebble-strewn path in the businessman's garden, the loan shark bent over and picked up two pebbles. Whilst he was picking them up, the daughter noticed that he picked up two black pebbles and placed them both into the bag. He then asked the daughter to reach into the bag and pick one. The daughter naturally had three choices as to what she could have done. One, refuse to pick a pebble from the bag. 2, take both pills out of the bag and expose the loan shark for cheating. 3, pick a pill from the bag, fully knowing that it was black, and sacrifice herself to her father's freedom. She drew out a pill from the bag, and before looking at it, accidentally dropped it into the midst of all the other pebbles on the floor. She said to Loan Shark, "Oh, how clumsy of me. Never mind, if you look in the bag for the one that is left, you'll be able to tell which pebble I picked." The pebble left in the bag is obviously black, and seeing as the Loan Shark didn't want to be exposed, he then had to play along as if the pebble that the daughter had dropped was white and clear her father's debt. Moral of the story, it's always possible to overcome a tough situation for out of the box thinking and not give in to the only options you think you have to pick for. The final story of the episode is about a blind girl and change. There was a blind girl who hated herself purely for the fact that she was blind. The only person she didn't hate was her loving boyfriend, as he had always been there for her. She said that if she could only see the world, she would marry him. One day, someone donated a pair of eyes to her. Now she could see everything, including her boyfriend. Her boyfriend asked her, "Now that you can see the world, will you marry me?" The girl was shocked when she saw her boyfriend was blind too, and refused to marry him. Her boyfriend walked away in tears, and later wrote a letter to her saying, "Just take care of my eyes, dear." The moral of the story? When our circumstances change, so does our mind. Some people may not be able to see the way things are, or were they before, and might not be able to appreciate them. There are many things to take away from this story, not just one. It was after the short story that I kind of said, wow, out loud. And there's a good few messages in that one in particular. So in a future episode, I'll definitely pass on a few more stories for you and you can see what you can get from them. It's all inspirational, motivational to your good selves in place to try and help you inspired and make all your dreams come true. Think of me as trying to be the genie from Aladdin. Well, a low budget version anyway. Do you know how we could try and get your dreams up and running anyway? How could you get that idea of yours moving? How can we make your ideas come to life? Well, it's all good thinking about them, but how about trying to put them into some sort of life? Some sort of actions and taking the first step. I know I can hear what you're thinking. You have doubt, don't you? You don't think you can do it? Well, let me tell you, you can do it and you can start making something big happen because you're good enough to make it start. But you just need to take that first step. Talk about it, start it going. I'd like to work with you. The new year is fast approaching, so why not kick it off with something big happening for you? My calendar is always open and waiting for you over at ldlcall.com. We've had some time together here. Why not get yourself another free 30 minutes for free? If your idea of going into the calendar is a bit much, send me a text message 07801-543-515. And let's see when it's best to discuss the next big thing you want to do in life. Remember, this is all about you. Let's get out to you. Book your slot. Text me. I'll be back tomorrow for another minute of motivation for you.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.